icy and it matches wrist. Now it's like six. Told her hit his phone. Meet her in the whip, but he ain't go. But he ain't that slow. Say meet him at the store. I'm like, cool, let him run his move. Do what he gon' do, cause this the plot. Put him in the let it cook like stew. I grab my off. Been through a lot, but it's the Alushik knew we at the top. Yeah, we lost a lot, but that's just how it go. But check the scope. If y'all lose one more, that's 6 to 24. Let me focus, can't be zoning out. He pulling up now, he double pop. He ain't getting out.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
Saturday, April 9th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. At 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, we'll hear the Week in Radio News, followed by the Turn on the News show at 10 a.m. with a brain mash today. 10:30 a.m., Joshua Fried is live with the Radio Wonderland dance program. And then Making Waves features Aki Anda's Radio Spirit at 11 a.m. 1 p.m. tune in My Room Radio with tracks this week from African Head Charge, Claire Valza, and Pierre Bastien, among others. Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. features works from Susan Stone and Tony Schwartz. The Framework Show at 6 p.m. takes composers using field recordings on, including this week, Leo Kagwa, Natasha Barrett, Mathilde Maurice, and Colin Frank. Then it's time for All Things Cage at 7 p.m., Sadie Wood's Gridlock Sound Lab at 8 p.m., and Mantis has the Leprous Garden Death Metal Show at 10 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves in Greene and Columbia counties.
Minca fazi nada si mancreva. flor de milho cancarão.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish things. And we're often joined by our friends Fatia and Mashuda and Jada and Amelia. But today, it's me and Georgia. I don't know why I sang that, but I did.
So, Emily, I'm not going to have you go first this time. So, I am sorry that I wasn't here last week. I was in Boston, and I couldn't get on the radio because I left my computer home.
Did you do some stuff in Boston?
Yes, we went to the aquarium, the Science Museum, and the Children's Museum.
Yay.
And these two great gluten-free bakeries. My favorite thing there was definitely the aquarium.
Yeah, I grew up a little over an hour north of Boston. And so we went to Boston a lot growing up. So I went to sleepovers at the museum, science. We slept in the brain room.
You can do that?
I guess.
You're allowed to do that?
I don't know. I guess they had special lock-in. Yeah, we would like sleep on the floor in the brain room.
Is that even legal?
I mean, they knew we were there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. Never slept over in the other museums that you mentioned or in the gluten-free bakeries, but I did spend...
I slept on the floor of a gluten-free bakery while I was a child.
Lots of fun times at all those places. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm glad you're back so you can be on radio. What did you want to talk about today?
So I haven't finished this book yet, but a friend recommended it to me and let me borrow their copy. It's called The Insiders by Mark Oshiro. And this is a really good book. I'm a little less than halfway through. It's a really good middle grade graphic novel. And it's just really good. Basically, it's this boy, Hector, and he moves from San Francisco to Orangevale, North California. And he feels like the odd one out because there's no drama club at his school and he doesn't really have a place. And then the school bully finds out that he's gay. And then every morning, the school bully, Mike, chases him around. And he hides in this janitor's closet every day. But one day when he goes into the janitor's closet, it turns into this magical room that has everything he needs, like a glass of his abuela's horchata in the fridge. So I'll read the description. Back home in San Francisco, being gay didn't mean feeling different. But at his new school in Orangevale, Hector Munoz stands out like a sore thumb in a sea of sameness. And Mike, the school bully, makes sure Hector knows it. Most days, Hector resorts to hiding in the janitor's closet. But one day, when the door closes behind him, Hector finds a room suddenly filled with everything his heart desires. A couch, video games, and even his abuela's famous horchata. If that weren't bewildering enough, two other kids soon appear in Hector's unlikely hideaway. Juliana and Sal live in different quarters of the country, and they've each found the room for their own reasons. Now, as they learn more about the impossible place that has brought them together, these three outsiders will open the door to a life-changing year of adventure, friendship, and just a little bit of magic. This is The Insiders by Mark Oshiro.
That sounds really fun. I like the cover, too. I've seen that book before.
Yeah, it's a really unique cover. Very different design than normal. It's like sort of in the shape of an arrow, like the greater than less than sign. It's really cool.
Well, while Georgia was sharing that book, we had one of our friends join us. So Fatia is here. Hi, Fatia.
Hi.
Do you want to share a book with us today?
Yep.
Great.
I got this Flamingo book. It was like one that I did not make this. We bought it from a shop. I forgot the name of the shop, but we bought this. And the name of it is Be Flamingo Like a Flamingo. I'm a fabulous flamingo. There's nothing I can do. If you stick out the rock, then you can be fat too. I'm a super blended suit. I live at Bloom Peace Take time to smell the roses. It's a journey, not a race. I'm a chameleon. I'm such a jazzy sight. So show off your true colors and you'll find that life is bright. And I like this page because it has my favorite color rainbow right here. I'm a outstanding orange. I have rum every day. If you like to go bananas, you can give your life this way. I'm a perfect peacock. I was born to be a star no matter what. Remember to be proud of who you are. And that's the end of the book. I really like this book. It's like one of my favorite books because it also shows us about the picture. And then it like tells us what the picture is mainly about. And that's why I like
it. Yeah, I like that. I think it's nice thinking about like how you can find inspiration for yourself in the things around you. So whether they're animals or something else, but you can be fabulous like a flamingo.
I really liked the sequins and the art, and the text was just really inspiring. Mm-hmm. That's a really good book.
Yeah, for our radio listeners, the chameleon page, the chameleon had like a sparkly sequins on it.
Oh, I think that all of them flipped.
Oh, were they on all of them? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, cool. That is fun.
I might be wrong.
Very fun. What animal would you want to be like in that book?
Yeah, my favorite part was the chameleon because it had a lot of you can change colors like every second if you want to blend in with the nature, with the green grass. You can.
It's so you wish you had those chameleon superpowers?
Yeah, they're so nice.
I don't know which one I would like to be. There's some amazing animals in that book. Like both flamingos and peacocks are two of the like most fantastical birds that I've ever seen in my life or heard. They make some crazy noises. Both of them.
Yeah, like there's like probably I'm not sure how many characters in the book are, but there's a lot.
My favorite and who I want is probably the chameleon because I just love green. Green is one of my favorite colors, tied with blue for my favorite. So
very nice. Well, thank you for sharing that book, Fatia.
You're welcome. And one more thing, the title actually shows how animals should be treated fairly because I just really I love this book because it just shows how animals are.
Yes, very nice. I love animals.
I love animals a lot.
Earlier, Georgia was telling me how she went to the aquarium on her recent trip. I'm wondering, did you have any animals that you were most excited to see there?
Once I saw the sign that they had a manta ray and shark touch tank, we went to everything and then we went there last. And I buggied my parents about going. And it was really fun because there are these manta rays and these little sharks, not like the huge ones, like hammerheads, but smaller ones. They're mostly manta rays. So they swam around and you put your hand down and you could slowly stroke their back. I was expecting them to be like scaly, but they were actually smooth and slimy.
Do they still have penguins there?
Yes. Oh yeah. My other favorites were the jellyfish, which were so relaxing to see. They had the regular sized one. And then they had the little babies that were like, their little body was about as big as a third of your pinky, and then their tentacles were really short, and they were so cute. They're just in a little window in there, is so cute. And then the penguins were so cute. There were African penguins and southern rock hoppers, and the African ones were really cute wallying around. So were the southern rock hoppers. I like the southern rock hoppers more because when they were fed, they swam really fast, like blah, 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 to get food. Is like if you were playing Roblox where you were swimming, you'd hit the speed swim button. That's how fast that they were swimming. They were swimming crazy fast. It is so fun.
Very cool. I haven't been to an aquarium in a long time. They're pretty fun to see all those creatures. Thank you both for sharing. I wanted to share a poem today in honor of both National Poetry Month and Arab American Heritage Month. And so I'm going to read a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye called Kindness. And I found this poem on poets.org and they had a section of poems for kids. So that's where I found this one. They also have a section on Arab American Heritage Month poems too. So you can check those out. But this is Kindness. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things, feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop, the passengers eaten maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at bread, only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. That was Kindness by Naomi Shihab Nye.
That's a really beautiful poem. I love that poet. She's one of my favorites.
I really love that poem. It's like one of the best poems I had ever heard.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, I've read some of her other poems, and I've read at least one of her. I've read one chapter book by her and at least one picture book as well. But she's a really wonderful writer.
Can I share another poem?
Sure.
It's this poem that in kindergarten we had to memorize it, and also we had to for kindergarten, first grade, second grade. So I'm just going to look it up. Okay. It won't come up. It keeps coming up with some sort of song, but I'll just say what I can remember. Keep a poem in your pocket and a picture in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. The somethings will be dancing, the something will be dumb something, and it will bring you a dozen dreams tonight. Keep a picture in your pocket and a poem in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. I hardly remember it. I will try again next time.
Yeah, maybe you can read that one in time for Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun day where you're encouraged to carry around pocket-sized poems to share with people. I can share one that's a pocket-sized poem that's also about animals, so it's in keeping with the earlier theme. This one's called The Parakeets by Alberto Blanco, and I also found this on poets.org. They talk all day, and when it starts to get dark, they lower their voices to converse with their own shadows and with the silence. They are like everybody, the parakeets, all day chatter and at night bad dreams. With their gold rings on their clever faces, brilliant feathers, and the heart restless with speech, they are like everybody, the parakeets. The ones that talk best have separate cages. Yeah, there's a whole section I found on poets.org that's animals poems for kids. So it's all poems that have animals in them. So there's like the William Blake poem that goes "Tiger, tiger, burning bright," and Lewis Carroll's "The Crocodile," and Robert Graves' "The Caterpillar." It's a fun poems. But anyways, before we go, I want to remind our listeners that this coming week we have a special program at the library where an author named Manle Wolo is coming all the way from Ghana to be at the library to talk about her upcoming book that's called The Kaya Girl. And so she's going to have a live reading from the book and then discuss the book and answer questions. So everyone's welcome to come to that event. It's at the library on Monday, April 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. in our community room. And you don't have to register. You can just stop on by. And the book's not out yet, so she won't have books available for purchase, but she will have book plates that she can sign so that if you decide you want to buy the book down the line, you can always put a book plate in it that'll be personalized to you. Or if you just want a signed book plate, you can put it wherever you want. You can put it on your notebook or on your forehead, you know, whatever. Wear it like a nameplate.
Whatever floats your boat.
So yeah, that's a Manle Wolo author talk on Monday, April 11th from 5 to 6 at the Hudson Area Library at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, New York. And The Kaya Girl sounds like a really good book. I'll read the description. I read it on last week's show too, but it'll be a little reminder. In a bustling market in Ghana's capital city, the lives of two very different girls collide. Neither of them will ever be the same. Abina is spending her summer vacation working at her auntie's shop in Makola Market. a place she and her wealthy friends would typically never go. She would sooner be found at the mall. Faiza is a Muslim migrant worker from the north who makes her living in the market as a porter, carrying goods in a bowl balanced on her head. When the two girls meet, they forge an unlikely and powerful friendship. So different in their experiences, each opens the door to an unseen world for the other and is forever changed by what they discover. Played out against an eye-opening backdrop of wealth and poverty, the story of these two teenagers vibrates with unforgettable characters crossing the chasms of difference that divide us and celebrating the deeper truths that bring the best of friends together. So that's The Kaya Girl by Monley Woloe. It's geared towards ages 8 to 12. And it sounds like a really good book. I'm excited to read it.
I wish that I could be at the reading, but I'll be at dance class.
That's okay. You can be there in spirit. You can do a little pirouette and think of us.
My class is at ballet. Sadly, it's modern. Well, not sadly.
You can do a modern pirouette.
I'll do a helicopter and think of you guys.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a deal.
They're really fun to do. You like go on the floor and then you swing your leg back and forth and then you spin in a ball and then go back out to stop yourself. It's really fun. It's hard, but it's fun.
It's exactly how a helicopter works. But I don't actually think that's true. But anyway. Oh, I forgot to mention the event at the library is a collaboration with Hudson Little Free Libraries. So we're really happy to be working with them to bring this author to Hudson. Hooray. I look forward to reading that book and talking about it on the radio. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Happy reading, all of you.
Happy reading, everybody.
I'm a para. I'm up in this joint. Not a liar, but sure in a vulture. Don't swallow that, cause I'm in the culture. I'm not a liar, but I'm not a liar, but they rich like an ostrich. Love and albatross hanging by my neck. Drink is fire, love is food you can peck. Good in turkey, swift like a whale. Pigeonhole, I'm epic like a Zeus tail. Free out my love. Like a seagull, gunning like a seagull, gunning like a seagull, gunning like a seagull.